Internet Radio.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
can you say the word flaciate again?
Flaciate.
I get it. It's really hard to say that word with the way she's talking. It's
dead on.
Because it has a lot of fucking syllables.
It's like this are words that Tom Brokaw had a hard time.
You can't say
it. I'm Tom Brokaw.
Quote, I hope you don't or you didn't think I got in bed with you just so you could lay down with you. Gates presumably addressing one dog, Dick Abstainer in particular. Bitch, you can't call Uber for all I care. Ho talking about, I'm not about to suck no dog dick. That's a dog.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on the internet, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll be looking for that. Vimeo.com/morelikeradio if you want to see all the archives of the video, if you're not watching live, but you should at morelikeradio.com. And today is February 18th, 2015. We are coming to you live. It is 7:06 p.m. in Quick, Weird City in the East Coast.
Rockwell, North Carolina.
There you go.
7:06 p.m. in Rockwell, North Carolina, because all the world...
So I was there a couple months ago.
Because so. You always feel like somebody's watching me.
The Rock, that's very funny. Very, very funny. The Rockwell motto is actually everyone set your clock to Rockwell time. That many people know that about Rockwell.
I don't think
Rockwell.
That's a thing.
Dutch, you were just there. Was it not on the license plates?
It's exactly what it says.
Thank you. Thank you, Dutch, strange. For lying so quickly. I appreciate it. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm
Rockwell Standard Time, as I like to call it.
Yes, Rockwell Standard Time. It's 7:06 RST. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I don't know if it's always. Sometimes I miss a show.
Sean Running Waters.
I'm alive somehow.
John the Laser Santeri.
Beep, 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 watching me.
Big, Big Booby D.
Hi.
And Joel Van Winger. Hate you. Hate you. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Did anybody ever actually want to dance to that song, or is it just kind of known for the Six Flags commercials?
I think it's
now?
A Six Flags thing. I don't know if it's a dancing song.
Yeah, I think it was at one point, like in the early 90s. When did this song come out?
That should be the song that cops bust in on a child pornography sting.
You mean they just kick in the door and that hits? Yeah.
Get out of the ground!
Get there!
All the 13-year-old boys go out the back door.
Everybody on the ground.
Okay. That's interesting. Oh, and I'm Royce Lopez. I always
Yay,
I remember.
Yay!
I don't have like a funny
Yay!
Thing.
Wait, no, you're not supposed to do the song.
I don't
that's
like
my bit.
Yeah, yeah, and
but
keep
that
and you know what?
The song.
Keep it as your bit. Thank you.
He doesn't want it.
I don't want your bit.
He doesn't.
I don't
it.
Want your bit.
You hate it.
Royce hates bits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He hates repetitive
yes, they
things.
Are forced.
He hates running jokes.
Take a spin. Now you're in with
oh
the techno.
God.
You're going surfing on the internet.
And he hates that a lot.
Can we do a trade?
Sure.
I'll trade my music intro bit for that. If
well,
we never
like
hit that button
music.
Again.
I like both of those things. Don't trade it out.
We're not trading.
Royce.
Like if you do that, then you'll like be beating a dead horse.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
When do we ever do that on this show?
I don't like.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not. That's
what
not
about
us.
The pile of dead horses in the back?
Shut up, Marie.
Shut up.
If I wasn't on this show, I would not listen to the show with the amount of horses that we
Sean.
Beat.
Give me my horse-beaten bat.
This comes from the penguin beater.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a penguin beater. He's a
that's
kicker.
A different story, though. They deserve
it. It's a different story.
And the guy with 75 trap companies, go fuck yourself, Dutch. I want
to
hear
the man
it.
Who doesn't like to wear wife beaters.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Oh, fuck. What, anyway.
What do you want to hear?
Sweet jazz.
Jizz. You said jizz wrong.
No.
That's smooth.
Yeah, and it was a careless whisper.
I know.
I don't know how careless it was.
I mean, he didn't really whisper. Guys, I guess he was too careless.
It was pretty intricate of a jazz solo. Wait, so, I don't know, a saxophone solo.
So, Dutch, you remember yesterday how...
No.
How yesterday we found that Christians Against Dinosaurs on Dutch and Royce?
Right.
Well,
Did we get pwned, by the way? I thought about it yesterday or today, and I was like, I think we got faked.
No, hold on. I'll explain. I solved it.
Quick question before you go into that. Did everybody from the More Like Radio family get banned from that place?
Well, I'm banned from it.
I'm banned too.
Okay.
But I'm banned. I didn't do anything like racist. I didn't do anything like promoting gay sex.
Really?
I was promoting dinosaurs.
Your two go-tos?
John was very pro dinosaurs.
And this, okay, it all started with like me suggesting to this one bitch that kept on saying, "Yo, 10 minutes, and you guys don't act like adults." I'm like, "How about you turn off your notifications?" And it turned into like a back and forth argument between like how I'm just giving, you know, thoughtful advice, and then I posted a dinosaur picture, and they're like, "Okay, John Sanzeri, you're banned." I'm like, "For what?"
Well, because the whole group is Christians against dinosaurs.
Okay, here's what's the group.
So they don't watch cartoons.
What's the group is actually made up of is they're Dutch. There is trolls there that are egging people on, but there is also real Christian
dinosaurs.
Yeah,
right. Real dinosaurs.
Real quick, for people who didn't listen yesterday, can you give a quick recap on what this is?
Yeah, there was a lady that was talking about how she doesn't believe there's any evidence to prove that there were dinosaurs and dinosaurs are evil, and her aunt got her kid a toy dinosaur. She threw it in the fire and said, "I don't want them." And my kids were laughing while it was burning because I don't want them. They knew that dinosaurs are evil.
Right.
Right. By atheists, satanists.
Everyone knows.
They were talking about a kid who they showed dinosaurs to, and then he bit another kid because he's acting like a dinosaur. So anyway.
If you play the Land Before Time backwards, it's a satanic message.
Everyone knows that.
Yep, yep, yep.
What?
So, anyway,
Satan had a lot to say that
I joined the Facebook group, and part of it are trolls, and you could always, the way you could tell is,
and juggalos. Yes.
Wait, there's trolls on the internet.
Yeah, I believe
Wait,
it or not.
Do you have to rub their bellies?
No, not those trolls. Those are adorable trolls.
Those are treasure trolls.
Oh.
Yeah, if you rub these guys' bellies, then baby batter comes out.
Yeah.
Think Danny DeVito in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So anyway, I'm in there and
so you're in a Danny DeVito fan group.
Right. It's called the Twins fan group, just the movie. Anyway, I was in there
I
and
love
I was
that movie.
I was basically there's people. The way to find out if they're trolls is if they're being like really pro Christian, then you can just look at their profile and you can see, oh no, they're fucking around. That's not what these guys normally talk about. But there's some people who you go to their profile and they're super pro Jesus. Like, I mean, legit.
Oh,
it's legit.
The trolls in the group are trolling as pro Christians against dinosaurs.
Yes.
And you guys came in trolling as pro dinosaurs.
I didn't even come in trolling. Being pro dinosaurs is not trolling. It's just stating facts that, yes, the dinosaurs
the
are real.
You even say that you are, you get kicked out.
Well, no. That's not true. They'll let fights go on for a while. They just got mad at me because what I was doing was going to people's pages and going, dude, you're such a fucking liar. You're doing that. You're fucking trolling. And then they were getting mad.
Oh, you were calling them
awesome.
Out.
Yeah, I was calling them out and saying, and then I would say like rookie move or be like, I appreciate, or I was like, I was grading trolls. I was like 6.5 for creativity, but at least change your background pick. But you could tell that you don't believe this. And they were just getting really pissed. And then so, you know, I guess somebody banned me.
So you were trolling the trollers.
I'm a troller. I'm like, you know, internal affairs for police. I'm internal affairs for trolls. I shut them down.
So do you, I know that you were sending me screen cap after screen cap after
of my
screen
penis,
cap.
Yes.
You and Mitch all day long.
Of our penises
of
all day.
You two giggling in this stupid Christians against dinosaurs fan group.
By the way, which is way worse than Cards Against Humanity. Just so you know, it's a different game. It's not the same.
And were you being catty?
And me being at work could not pay attention to any of them.
They were just really dinosaur with me, and I think that's the problem, you know? Like,
I see what he did there.
I wanted to see like how far I can get. Like I was doing really good for the entire day.
And that's
like,
weird for John.
Or anything.
John goes
and
crazy.
You do?
Go ahead.
You do? No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's good for John because normally John would lose his shit with idiots, but he was doing pretty well. So you were saying a juggalo?
Yeah, no, like I found like all these juggalos on there, and I just kept on I just typed in ICP meme and like magnets. What are these? How do they work? Like, what the fuck?
So yeah, ICP memes are very fun. Now John was making an argument, I believe, saying, and his argument was very valid. He goes, if you guys are saying that the dinosaurs never existed, then I could argue ICP never existed. Yeah. And it's just a weird creep, but it's a very good point. You've never actually seen them in person. For all you know, the Insane Clown Posse could just be made bedug by the way, big paleo. That's a term that gets thrown that gets thrown around in there. It's called big paleo.
And they also, abbreviate dinosaurs with dino, and I just kept on just, I was like, Dino? Yeah. Dino. I know
I kept thinking Dino DNA.
Alex, well, hello, John.
Alex Jones talks about them all the time. You know Big Paleo?
Dinosaurs?
You're not a fan?
I don't listen to Alex Jones, though. What's Big Paleo?
You gotta be careful, bro.
I love Alex Jones.
Is he pro that diet?
No, it's a group of paleontologists that are gonna take over the world.
Big Paleo.
By studying ancient plants that are dead and don't exist anymore.
Hold on a second, Marie. Stop 1 second. Go ahead. Explain this.
Big Paleo. Okay. It's a bunch of paleontologists, people who study dead plants.
No, I know a paleontologist.
No, wait. I don't know what paleontologists are. Please, what is that?
I know. This is feeble.
Okay.
Try and keep up with
me. I think we should call Alex Jones. Like, because we have his direct number, don't we?
Is Mersh working? Let me see.
No, not Mersh. Alex Jones. You ruined the bit already.
Big Paleo. That was actually going to be my rap name. I was going to be Big P.
Yeah, Dutch. I have a new nickname. It's Royce No Fourth Wall Lopez.
I thought it was Royce Foreskin Lopez.
You really?
Sorry.
I'm trying to go with something.
I know.
Kick it down and go, hey, it's worth it. You dummy.
Sorry. Anyway, so Big Paleo is a bunch of gangster paleontologists that are roaming the streets and beating up other people with dinosaur bones. Do I have this right?
Yes.
Okay, I like it. I'm with them. Fuck, what? How would they take over the world with dinosaur bones?
You don't know until they do.
Are they...
Whittle them into knives.
Are they getting money?
Well, like, yeah. That's why they're Big Paleo.
I like money.
Well, you can't just be big something if you don't have money behind
Where's the money coming from, Sean?
I don't know. They're like $45,000 a year salaries. Like,
why are we not paleos?
They make less than teachers. How are they going to take over the world?
They're one day at a time.
Are they going to tape together a bunch of dinosaurs and make a super dinosaur or something?
Have you not seen an army of dinosaur bones? It's terrifying.
What is Alex Jones' theory on this, though?
Oh, yeah, Sean. Alex Jones believes that dinosaurs are...
No, he believes a big paleo is going to take over the world.
I hate that word.
Big paleo.
Fucking stupid.
Bunch of angry,
big paleo,
rich paleontologists.
It's not big oil.
And everything like that. Like, what's up with... He's just moving on to like a new thing now?
I guess.
Everybody's moving on, bro. It's the thing to fight against.
Are they moving on up?
Occupy Paleo is the next movement.
So we got to beat up paleontologists because they're studying dinosaur bones.
We have to do a sit in a dig sites?
Well, no.
They aren't dinosaur bones or fossils. They're rocks.
Right.
They were
so people who study rocks, they're the ones who are going to be taking over.
So geologists, because that's the study of, you know.
No.
Target for Alex Jones to go after.
John, you're thinking of big geology. That's different. That's a different takeover the world
plan. Big geo. Oh.
Yeah, big geo. Thank you. Big geo. They all drive geo metros.
He was a wrestler in the ECW back in the 80s.
Big geo. You're right. He used to fight New Jack. Big Geo versus New Jack.
Right. He had a rock coat on.
It was awesome.
So these Christians, they don't like Big Paleo, I guess is what's going on.
Or dinosaurs.
Apparently, dinosaurs are going to rape your children and steal you away from for the devil.
But there's no dinosaurs anymore.
Well, no. That's because they never existed. But by perpetuating the lie that they existed.
Had your wife and had your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Dutch knows what I'm talking about. Dinosaurs are going to rape your kids, bro.
I mean, now I'm kind of with these people. I don't know. Dinosaurs are going around raping people.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is that what the group was about?
Alex Jones hide dinosaur says dinosaurs. What hides dinosaurs invented by man? Dinosaurs have never existed. Alex Jones exposed as controlled opposition at GVENews.com. So Alex Jones also believes dinosaurs. Oh, my God. I don't know how deep this went. Jesus
he believes
Christ.
Everything, dude.
Oh, they go real deep. He's dinosaurs, the greatest. They got big cocks.
No, I
well, they have to, but I'm sure they can only get the tip in because they're not very flexible.
Yeah, but T-Rexes give horrible hand jobs.
I know.
And reach arounds. Terrible.
You could have sex with any dinosaur. Which would you have sex with?
Velociraptor. I mean, I don't
Platypus.
Know.
Stegosaurus. It moves slow.
No, the one where the dinosaur's neck flares out and shakes around a lot. That seems like a vibrator.
Wait, the one.
Ooh, you're dangerous.
The one that shot it.
The one that killed Newman.
Yes.
There you go.
Say the magic word.
Dilophosaurus.
But that one spits. We all like ones that swallow.
Exactly. It'll keep me nice and moist.
I want a brontosaurus.
Who swallows?
Yeah, I'm thinking a brontosaurus because they seem a little more smooth.
We're going to fuck. I want to fuck those like breathable
things in
your head. I think
pterodactyls. I'd want to fly around.
Ooh, yeah, no, you don't want that.
Pterodactyl.
Man, they go from like person to person.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing, like Tosh, they have a 12-foot wingspan. You want that in the bedroom.
That's right, guys. Call in and tell us what dinosaur you want to fuck on Hippo Juice tonight. 954-573-2780. What dinosaur would you fuck? The ninth caller, we get to vomit.
Do you remember that movie from like when we were kids?
And
it was called
Park.
Baby, and the dinosaur's name was Baby, and it was like a little baby dinosaur. No, and they had to save him.
And then there was Ducky. Nobody.
Is that T Rex's fucking?
This is a for real movie that I saw when I was a kid.
Is this a hentai?
Is this?
I'm gonna find it.
Are these T Rex? Do these T Rexes fucking?
Why not? They be?
That's a big T Rex dick.
What did you expect?
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, an average size T Rex,
yeah, but he can't reach it. That's why he's so angry.
You know what? Maybe his dick's not that big. Just his hands make it look bigger.
By the way, I still don't believe that their hands are that small.
Question:
yes,
are African American dinosaur dicks bigger than white dinosaur dicks?
I mean, back then it was all one big continent, so I don't think that would really.
Right, I think the brown ones and the green ones were more of the race war. Okay,
but you know what they say though. Like, you know the old saying, once you go Pangean, you never go back?
Okay, that's right. Also
that,
racist.
That was a saying. No, it's a saying.
That's actually on the big paleo bigwigs. They have that tattooed on their back.
And they actually wear humongous wigs. Like, it's not a figure of speech. They literally have humongous, fancy wigs.
Yes.
Big I think paleo, I saw this terrible. Movie, D.
Right? Baby, Secret of the Lost Legend with this creepy, weird
terrible.
Baby dinosaur. It was horrible.
But yeah, I it was like very
dinosaur.
Poorly done.
And I wanted it when I was a kid.
85. Wow. Okay. I think I remember this movie though. Yeah.
In inches. Marie, look up the size in inches of a T-Rex dick. Marie, Google. Who had the which dinosaur had the biggest dick?
T-Rex dick.
Is there a list of dinosaur dicks? I'm very.
I
curious.
Would put in penis. I think you get better results that way.
Yeah, penis.
Oh, you know, wasn't there a thing about dinosaurs having sex on like? Discovery Channel or something like History Channel where they did,
I would
like,
assume they fuck the same way any regular reptile would, right?
I feel like I've seen something about dinosaur sex. Don't ask me why.
No. That was the Golden Girls porn parody, the Golden Shower Girls. That's what you're thinking
shit.
Of.
Yeah.
Answers.com says that it's 4 meters.
4 meters. Okay, English, Sean. English, set up for me.
How did dinosaurs have 12
feet? 6'5", change your name, put in a link of how they had sex.
No, that can't be right. It can't be 4. They have a 12-foot long. This is impossible.
A meter stick is 3 feet long.
So how big are their dicks?
40-foot long tyrannosaurs.
It's like 2-point-something meters.
How big feet? Are their dicks?
4 meters.
Here, according to this thing, it said that some had 15 foot
long.
Other ones had 4 inch. Other ones had 10 inch to 12 feet.
Because I'm 201 centimeters tall, which is 2.01 meters. So,
but that's a T-Rex's dick is taller than Sean?
Twice the size of me,
is what you're telling me.
Hold on.
4 meters, yeah.
LiveScience.com has an article on how did dinosaurs have sex.
I just said that.
You did? Did you read this?
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That's one. That's
well, then
I'm
read
saying.
It. Don't just look at it.
Anywhere from 10 inches to 12 foot long. I'm going to the... Okay. On the other hand, males might have had penises very prominent to that one. From zero to enormous,
he's
the ratio
so angry
of penis
about these dinosaur dicks.
To body size varies drastically among dinosaur descendants, making
it
next...
I'm a fucking
idiot.
Do you think dinosaurs had eating disorders?
It says it's impossible to speculate on the size.
No, it's not impossible. Speculate, motherfuckers.
Well, right here it says some 2 foot tall ducks, for example, might have 7 inch penises, while 15 foot long crocodiles have a 4 inch member. To 40 foot tall Tyrannosaurus Rex, therefore, might have either a 10 inch penis or a 12 foot long one. According 12 to that,
feet, 12
feet, a penis dinosaur, feet. And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What's funny? Dickosaurus Rex.
It's a Dickosaurus Rex. It's got the balls and the dick and then the little dinosaur legs and arms.
It had acidy spit.
Oh, D, you laugh at the silliest things.
Oh, dinosaur dick.
I also like the picture Dennis posted of the T-Rex with big boobies.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But
John's all about that T-Rex, did he?
That's a good time right there.
Yeah, but them teeth, though.
Them teeth, though.
Use teeth. Is that a giant penis in the background? God damn it, Maul.
I mean,
you're ruining that for me.
I can't imagine that dinosaurs were super good at having sex because they died off.
There was a meteor.
Well, they did all right. I mean, they stayed for a couple of, you know, like, periods.
That's true.
According to this, apparently it's things like the Mammakosaurus, a 60-foot long behemoth featured in the exhibition of the National Museum of Natural History, probably mounted from behind like giraffes or elephants. So that's probably the reason. That's probably the majority of the way they fucked.
Are any of us more like radio people still in the
fucking dinosaurs?
Christians against dinosaurs group?
Very into fucking dinosaurs.
I have not been banned yet. Royce added me, but I don't know if they banned me or not.
I think they would appreciate you exploring how dinosaurs may or may not have had sex in their group.
I think they might like
that. I don't think they think it exists, so that wouldn't mean be anything they would even address, I would think.
You could eat, you will not. Well, they'll address anything there. Trust me, they're insane. Student's barbecue grill is taken by community management. He cements replacement grill to the ground in protest. Hilarity ensues.
That doesn't sound safe.
All right. New grill policy. All grills must be removed immediately. Grills left out as of Monday will be removed from our patio or balcony. From your patio or balcony.
Oh, so they had a policy.
A new policy.
That is, yeah. They have to move the grills, and they didn't want their grill moved,
yeah.
So they cemented it.
Well, let me read it.
So that's what happened to Bear Grylls?
Yes. The above notice was sent out via email by community management at a complex occupied mostly by students of Texas University. No barbecue grills, just like that. I'm sorry, I thought this was America, and so did one patriotic student, Hunter, who decided he wasn't going to let this faceless, oppressive regime strip him of the right to grill the fuck out of meat. Now, the first thing he did was, nobody was going to tell him when or where or how he could barbecue, so he chained his grill to the porch.
That's what you should do.
Right, he did, but here's what happened. They came anyway, and they had a bolt cutter.
But I like that he also made a flag that he hung over the door.
That says, come and take it.
Come and take it with the Lone Star Star above a picture of his
actual
grill.
Okay, that is the worst grill of all time.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's like a cheap-ass hibachi.
But that's not the point. The point is he was allowed to have it at first, and then overnight they made him all take it. So anyway, those commie sons of bitches used ball cutters and took a sweet meat melter. But in Hunter, the hero's words, did the Texan give up after the fall of the Alamo? No, and neither would I. He scored another grill from his buddy. He went to Lowe's, bought 240 pounds of concrete, dug a nice hole, and got to pouring. Here's
I'm posting.
look at that grill.
what a fucking dumb redneck.
Your fascist management. Your move, fascist management. The thief of the original grill might have been Pearl Harbor by cementing the backup grill, but this shit here was straight Grill Shima or Grill Saki or whatever. The battle happened
more like Grill Schwitz.
It's just called a total frat move.
Eclipse of the grill.
The battle had been lost,
but
I had won the war, said Hunter. Now widely known as Martin Luther Grilling is what they call him. I thought this would be
is America.
I expected an angry email.
Spatula's up, don't grill.
But I figured the grill was here to stay for a while. I was wrong. The grill Gestapo showed up within hours of him laying the concrete and apparently intent on taking it. Thankfully, Hunter heard them drive up and informed them, I assume in a very polite manner, that they would not be taking the grill. While amused by Hunter's steadfast resistance to the oppression, the Grill Gestapo called the supervisor and general manager of the community, then explained to Hunter that his entire grill battle was caused by an insurance inspector who was there to evaluate the complex, causing the sudden rule change. Understandably, the general manager was less than amused by the maintenance worker.
And then they called Bear Grylls, and he told them how to survive without a grill. And then they called Bobby Flay, and they did a man versus grill.
Mm-hmm. I explained that I responded so boldly to the email because it was all or nothing ultimatum, and they had threatened to seize my personal property. The general manager explained that while the email said residents cannot keep grills inside in a closet, in a vehicle, or anywhere on property, that shit was all just quasi-legal formality, and agreed to return Hunter's original grill if he kept it inside when he wasn't using it. And, of course, he removed the second grill from the ground, finding that it was a reasonable compromise. Luckily, the concrete was still wet, so removal wasn't terribly difficult. Hunter was reunited with the original grill, and management explained that they never intended to dispose of anyone's personal property.
You know what, dude? I think this guy, because just judging by this neighborhood, it looks like one of those kind of things where he finally came into money enough to buy a house. He has this homeowner association. He's not used to doing this. So it's like, this is my fucking hill and I'm going to die on it. Because my wife doesn't fuck me anymore. My 8 kids are
this is a bunch of Texas State kids. So this was this guy. These are all like Texas State kids. They're not older people.
Oh, they're actual kids like in college? I thought it was just the name of the site. No. I didn't know they were actual college kids.
So do you think that the inspector that had a big beef, no pun intended, whatever, pun intended, with taking these girls, you think he was a vegan? So he's like, oh, meat eaters. Oh, this is gone.
No, from what they said in that email, it was all about insurance. The lawyer.
And the base.
I guess somebody set something on fire or something like that, or I don't know.
This grill is on fire.
That's what happened. She nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So did they shake it off of the foundation?
You see, they knew he was trouble when they walked in with the grill.
and they weren't gonna play because the hate is gonna stay.
Seriously, can someone tell Taylor Swift to stop? It's a shame on peace.
Tay-Tay.
Dude, I would lose my mind if somebody took my fucking grill. I mean, this guy kind of went over the line, but you don't take my shit. I don't care what the HOA says. You don't get the fuck. Who? I would punch somebody if they took my grill.
Diplomatic community.
I really would lose my mind.
But you lose your mind over just about anything.
Yeah.
So you need to stop losing your mind over everything. And then when something really important comes along, people will be like, oh shit, he's losing it.
Oh, this is a legitimate thing for these. He's actually getting mad at, because now it's like a boy who cried wolf. They see me get mad at so many things that when I'm legitimately pissed about something and not fake pissed.
Exactly.
That's true. Right.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to other people that get pissed about things. Geraldo Rivera says hip hop has done more damage to black and brown people than racism in the last 10 years.
Now, I don't deny it or disagree.
Well, let's see what it. Try it.
It's in a video format, so I shall play.
I love his mustache.
Hold on, let me start from.
But why does he wear those pink or magenta colored glasses?
Because he likes to party.
Is that signifying that he's homosexual?
They really are weird, aren't they?
Why so weird. So weird.
You talk about liberals and conservatives as if they were sort of equally ideologically and self-contained camps. Do you fit into either one of those?
No, I'm a militant moderate. I borrow from both. For instance, I am, as I mentioned, immigration reform, gay marriage, and abortion are all things that's why I voted for Barack Obama 3 times.
Pause.
On the other,
3 times.
3 times.
How do you do that?
Maybe in Chicago.
Unless he lives in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah. He doesn't live in Chicago.
How do you know?
He lives everywhere.
He well, no, when he wasn't president.
No.
When Obama wasn't president and he was just Congress.
Obama's always been president.
Obama always been president, man. What are you talking about? Obama wasn't president.
What are you guys talking about? Obama's always been the president.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
the president,
man, I gotta get my
Obama
phone.
Yeah.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on. It's Obama.
The more I hear that, the more accurate it seems. just pretty much summarizes our world.
No, it is the least accurate thing ever.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. It's the most accurate. I actually lost my health insurance. That was thank you, Obama. Thank you.
Is that good?
Way to fuck over single guys in their 30s, you piece of shit.
Yeah, because
every small
hold
company.
On.
My company that I basically run at this point, we can't do insurance anymore.
Yeah, because
we have more than 30 employees.
Because white single...
Fucking lying piece of shit. I hate Obama.
Because white single males in their 30s have it really hard in America.
Oh, we do, dude. Yeah. It's really tough. Because, I mean, if I want to get insurance, I have to now pay for, like, prenatal and child care. I don't have any kids! What?
Never mind. Because other people have kids, and you have to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
See, now he's...
Fuck Shaniqua and her 8 kids from 3 different dudes.
Wow,
I hate
on,
it.
Man.
No.
But Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Fucking mad, man. I don't have health insurance right now because of this piece of shit. I don't.
But that's illegal. Well, you're supposed to have
it. Don't say that too
loud. Yeah, you're supposed to have it.
Oh, you are angry.
I did my taxes, and there's like a line that says, do you have health insurance? And if you click no, you get in trouble.
And why would tax cut lie to me?
You can just
it says H&R on the top.
He said, if you like your insurance, you can keep it.
Yeah,
right?
If you want to get audited, Sean.
Well, he said the proverb.
To be fair, I don't pay taxes, so.
That's not fair.
Okay, here's the thing, Dutch. You know what I'm saying? When he meant you keep your insurance, he meant not you. And when he meant keep, he meant not keep. So what he meant was not you, not keep, not your insurance, never, ever.
So fucking mad.
And if you like your doctor, you can keep him.
Unless you really like him.
Unless he's not in your plan.
Then you can't.
Then you can't have him.
As long as I say that you
like him. If he's not in your plan, actually, we'll kill him.
And if you have a ring, then you should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Do I want a HMO or a PPO?
No, you want a homo.
John, I agree. I don't understand how the Beyonce got into the Affordable Health Care Act. It was very odd.
Oh, Kanye was saying how awesome she was.
You're right. He walked in on the Senate floor. He's like, I'm going to let you sign this bill, but first Beyonce got to be in this act.
It's true.
Oh,
you know what? I would not be surprised.
Until somebody assassinates him.
No. Oh, no, never.
Kanye? Don't say that.
Kanye or Obama?
Oh, both. Kanye.
Shut up, John. You bet. No, listen.
Both? Can it be both?
No, shut the fuck up. Everyone shut up.
No.
What if they're both in the same room?
Stop it!
John.
Allegedly.
I'm not kidding.
John.
There's allegedly a gas.
John.
What?
Shut the fuck up, seriously.
I farted.
John. No.
Yeah, I will hang up. I swear to God I'll hang up on you.
I'm sorry.
But seriously, I don't know what I do. I mean, somebody's going to just out of principle punch him in his face one of these days, right?
Kanye, yeah, I mean, no, they won't because that'll be a bigger thing. The problem is the moment you hit him, I mean, unless it's a black guy, I guess, if it's a white guy that hits him, then Kanye gets all the power and it turns into a hate crime. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
Do you deny that that's exactly 100%. What would happen?
That's exactly what
if,
would happen.
If, I don't know, who's a fucking white country dude? Fucking.
But what if a white person was punched him in his face and said, you white piece of shit over and over again while I was beating him up? Called him a cracker and things like
if
that.
If Tim McGraw
did I guess one?
Yeah, if Tim McGraw, and if you didn't, it's probably going to be one or will be one soon. If Tim McGraw punched Kanye in his metal-plated face.
Is that right?
Do you not think the next day the first thing that would happen is, hey, crime in this level? And Al Sharpton would be either demanding an apology and suing Burger King for no reason or not paying his taxes. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Why would you
That's
sue Burger King?
That's why you got to call Trace Atkins. How you doing, people?
And just, you don't want, the thing is, Al Sharpton will get so pissed, he'll go back to old school Sharpton. He'll get fat again and start wearing a fucking tracksuit. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Yeah,
saying it for 10 years. Did you start reading my blog?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh, Sean's blog is so good.
You
I'm
can
glad
only get to it from
it.
The deep net. It's very odd.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're reading it now. Now we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Blogging is still a thing?
Yeah. Somebody posted a picture of Whackbag today. I go, wow, that's a thing. That was a thing.
Ugh. Yeah. Forums.
Forums were terrible.
That's so 1997.
Dude, we used to have a forum back
I know.
In the
remember
what was the one we were on like when
lose
we first started?
Lose the radio. Lose the radio.
Yeah, we
lose
had a
radio. That's
we had a
right.
forum. It was awful.
What are we, gay?
I had a forum once. It was awful. Grumpy cat reference.
All right, Bruce, forget Geraldo. I have a better one now.
You don't want to talk about Geraldo? Was he boring?
Yeah. Bruce Jenner could be facing manslaughter charge after footage of car crash emerges. Yes, Marie.
Shouldn't
dude,
it be woman
killed a woman.
Hold on. Thank you for stepping on Marie's great line. Go ahead, Dutch. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marie. Say it again.
Shouldn't it be woman manslaughter?
Yes, Marie. Now it will soon be woman manslaughter.
Because he's turning into
cause
a
equality.
Lady. Because he's turning into a lady.
Bruce Jenner's recent car crash was captured on camera. Police officers in Los Angeles have obtained video footage from an MTA bus of the 4-car pileup that left one person dead and 7 others injured this month. Wow, somebody died. Law enforcement confirmed the recording of the incident is in their possession, but declined to discuss details. However, other sources allege the footage shows the Keeping Up with the Kardashians stars. Oh, that's where he's from? That Bruce Jenner?
No.
Oh.
Wait, you mean the
decathlon winner?
Yeah, not the gold winner.
Well,
medal winner.
It's soon going to be the Dickless Cathlon, but yes.
No.
Star struck
D-E-C.
Boat.
D-E-C.
Oh, Deca, like
Latin,
deck.
It's tenth.
Like he's got a big deck.
He's got a big deck.
He's got
deck.
Such a deck.
Oh, God. He's a big deck.
Deck.
You better check your deck.
Decks.
Oh, by the way, while I finish reading this, pull up that big doc story you sent me earlier.
I got it.
Okay, the insider told gossip website TMZ. What's TMZ? Asked Randy Quaid. What would he say? The police media
corruption,
corruption bullshit. That Bruce hit the Lexus, which propelled it into oncoming traffic, then struck the Hummer, and the 65-year-old star then hit the Prius. So someone's getting a Hummer near Prius. Got it. According to TMZ, the video footage is critical as it emphasized the fact that Bruce Jenner is indeed a human and not some sort of alien in some sort of skin mask, which can lead to a possible vehicular manslaughter prosecution. Bruce, who is believed to be in the process of gender transition, was recently said to have told the police there was no
Bruce
way...
Bruce Jenner is having gender transition?
You didn't know that?
Gender transition or no. Gender real?
They're gonna do
Bruce, can we call it Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Gender Transition?
No, it's not working.
That would be a good
me.
Name for the show. He's going to have a show about, well, unless he goes to jail, I guess. Then he probably still have a show.
About trannies?
Yep. You know the worst things you want to do before you go to jail is be pre-transition? Because now everybody knows. You don't want to go to jail like that. That's not a way. No, you don't. Well, maybe you would. The former Olympian, really, he was also an Olympian?
Nope.
I just thought he had
when?
Cool. Well, I mean,
he did would. It happen before the 80s? And it didn't happen.
Previously released a statement about the crash, which resulted in the... Yeah, but he won Olympics when there was less black people in it, so it doesn't even count.
No!
It's true.
Name 760.
Do you think Babe Ruth...
What year was that? 78?
And Val took...
What, when he was Olympian?
Well, yeah, when he won. Hold on.
Oh, it's a white track and field star, so you know there was an issue. The former Olympian previously released a statement about the crash, which resulted in the death of his neighbor, Kim Howell, and vowed to cooperate with the police investigation. He said, "My heartfelt and deepest sympathies go out to the families that watch my show, and also the loved ones, and to all those who were involved or injured in the terrible accident. It is devastating. It is a devastating tragedy, and I cannot pretend to imagine." He can't pretend to imagine. So wait, that doesn't make sense. How can you pretend to imagine?
He can't imagine it. He also cannot pretend to imagine.
Even imagine it.
He can't.
76.
He's a white girl now, so yeah. He can't even.
He can't even. Bruce Jenner cannot even right
Bruce
now.
Bruce Jenner cannot even
oh,
right now.
Oh man.
But on the topic of the like the reason why the accident started wasn't Jenner being chased after paparazzi.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, that's Lady Gaga. That's why you don't know where she is anymore. She was continually chased out of town.
Oh, that's not what the story that I read said. It said that he was like on the highway and he was being chased after paparazzi and he like wasn't paying attention in front of him.
No, here's the thing, though. It was his neighbor that he killed. So it was literally him just not paying attention, pulling out of his driveway from what I read.
He's going to have to move. You can't live next door to the person he killed.
You just killed.
You're going to have to see them all the time, like the family. Like, oh, hey, I'm the neighbor that killed your mom or wife or whoever. I don't know how much family she had.
Do you think he sounds like a man or the drugs he's been taking? Like, he just sounds like, hi, guys.
No, he still sounds like Bruce Jenner from the last I heard him talk anyway.
Huh.
Like normal Bruce Jenner.
Okay.
I don't understand why when men need to have surgery, their noses shrivel away to nothing.
Well, Sean, speaking of surgery and not noses, you want to read that story about that humongous cock?
Yeah, sorry.
What? Think,
yeah, it's a big dick.
Looking up the genders.
Go on.
What about a big dick?
Penis reduction surgery performed on teen with phallus.
Keep coming to penis.
I should have known better. Penis reduction surgery performed on teen with phallus measuring 10 inches around.
He's taking out his penis.
Around?
10 inches around.
Around.
Circumference.
The circumference of his penis.
No.
Yes, was 10 inches.
Oh,
that's a pancake.
No.
So it was like So it was like 10 inches thick and like 2 inches long?
Surgeons in Florida have given a 17-year-old boy what's being called the world's first penis reduction surgery. The teen came to doctors complaining of a penis too large for intercourse, according to an article in the Journal of Sexual Medicine.
Story of my life. No, I'm kidding.
I try to put it in, and it just won't.
He was also unable to play sports or even wear most clothing without his phallus showing through the fabric.
That's awesome.
Where is the photo? I want to see his dick.
Just look up Jared Leto's dick. No, it's about the same thing.
I posted the link in the chat room.
I need to see his...
Somewhere between pictures of Bruce Jenner becoming a woman.
I want to see his
dick pics. Get the figure out.
And then the penis was 7 inches long and had a circumference of 10 inches.
Ten?
Jesus Christ.
So it was wider than it was tall?
That's about the same size as an average mayonnaise jar.
Fuck!
So he was like a porn star, up and comer.
No.
Wait, is that the guy's dick?
Yeah, his penis had inflated like a balloon. Rafael Carrion,
like a plantain.
A urologist at the University of South Florida who treated the patient.
Oh, fuck.
The shape and massive size of the penis was the result of the teen's sickle cell anemia. Irregular blood cells would block penile blood vessels and lead to swelling and priapism, a long-lasting and painful erection. This had happened 3 times since the boy was 10. He's only had 3 erections since he was 10?
He's afraid to.
Which progresses
he could give someone, his body and he passes out.
He could give someone a concussion.
Concussion.
Conceal weapons, am I right?
Carrion said he couldn't find any precedent for penis reduction surgery. His team ended up opting to slice along the patient's circumcision scar, unwrap the skin, and then remove chunks of tissue from each side.
Cousin Joe's in the chat. He says someone sucks at making water balloons.
He added that the teen is very satisfied with his new penis, which is still generous in size, but is now more standard in appearance.
What, read that again? I'm sorry?
He added that the teen is very satisfied with his new penis, which is still generous in size, but is now more standard in appearance.
Okay, now it's clean. Go ahead.
Okay. No, that's the end of the answer.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
With his new penis, can he still get boners, or is it like one of those like shriveled like water balloon kind of things?
I wouldn't know. I mean, he has sickle cell anemia.
I mean, I thought you were a dick expert.
No,
he
is. Well, not black guy's dicks. I mean, he can't be a white guy if he
has
sickle
cell. Yeah, he's not the luckiest guy in the world.
I don't appreciate this medical black and white arrow pointing.
Whoa, medical African-American and Caucasian.
You're right. That was my bad.
Get better. Jesus. We're trying here.
That's a very large looking penis.
I can't get aroused looking at these x-rays. I need like full frontal shots.
And not everything is African-American and Caucasian. Sometimes there's a mulatto area and you have to think of that.
Oh, do you print in mulatto? When you print in mulatto to save, you know, money?
Mulatto scale.
Mulatto scale. Yeah.
Doesn't Dunkin' Donuts call their coffee drink a moulatte? That always makes me think mulatto. Every time.
Moulatte like butts.
Moulatte butts. Dealer's choice, whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to go to the Daily Edge .thejournal.ie.
Okay, and what is that?
I don't know. It's a terrible URL. But they had an article that said, bride gets revenge on her narcissistic parents with super harsh wedding invitation.
Okay, this is really good.
How good is it?
I don't know. Like, just read it, I guess.
Okay, here's the anti-invitation every parent really doesn't want to get. This was, I guess, submitted at first on Reddit. So my narcissistic parents abused me for 16 years before I ran away from home.
I was abused.
That was a quote
they
from her.
They told me I couldn't have chocolate before I went to bed.
Oh my, are you okay, young lady?
I'm getting over it now.
Wow.
You sound really choked up about it.
Yeah, man, that's terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Word being thrown around all willy-nilly. I got punched in the face on a regular basis. I don't think I was abused. Shut up, you privileged white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she goes to school.
play the butt.
Maybe she goes to school.
Maybe Dutch will do it.
Maybe she goes to school.
I go to school.
I didn't have it on my board. Yay. I actually had to search for this.
Sorry.
Now they're trying to bully their way via family. They haven't bothered to speak to me personally into getting an invitation to my wedding. There was really only one way to respond. The invitation didn't sugarcoat a thing. And here is The invitation reading, together with our friends and families, Alex and Alyssa would like to invite you to suck it and bask in our happiness, your bitterness, and our mutual irritation at each other's existence. Yes?
By the way, way to take the high road.
I love when people take the low road, though.
Listen, I'm Mr. Low Road. I get it. But I'm Mr. Low Road Lopez. I get it. But that's pretty fucking shitty.
All right. Anyway, let me start over. Together with our friends and families, Alex and Alyssa would like to invite you to suck it and bask in our happiness, your bitterness, and our mutual irritation at each other's existence as we completely ignore yours and celebrate our marriage without you. There will be a lovely ceremony followed by cake, food, and general merriment. And you're not invited to any of it because fuck you, that's why.
That's awesome.
Really?
Unless she is one of those... Unless she's one of those dumb bitches who's just like, oh my God, I'm a therapeut. Like I was saying earlier, like, you know what I mean? By the way, for some reason, this sounds like an entitled thing to do. Because if you genuinely were abused, you wouldn't go out of your way of doing this.
And General Merriment sounds like some sort of clown soldier.
This sounds like like an entitled bitch who just for some reason, like,
General Merriment.
She's mad at her parents as of right now. Mm-hmm. And then just decided to send this. I don't know.
Like in
That's
conversation with new people, she has to be like, oh, I was abused. Oh, no, please don't.
I feel like I'm a stronger person because of it.
I was just asking if you wanted fries.
Okay. So, two things of why I would like to beat up Dutch for a little bit.
Sure. I'm happy for that.
Dutch, you ready? Mm-hmm. Number one is you're assuming that you hate women so much that the woman was the one doing this. Because if I reread the Reddit's original comment, it says, so my narcissistic parents abused me for 16 years before I ran away from home. Now they're trying to bully their way into getting an invitation to my wedding. There was really only one way to respond.
No, there was other ways to respond, but just not responding.
So
that was another way to respond.
Because, yeah. I mean, that quote.
By the way, you're beating me up really good right now, Marie.
You're welcome. That quote didn't say male or female. And the people getting married are Alex and Alyssa. Alex could be a woman. This could be a lesbian couple.
How do you not know? How do you not know this is a lesbian couple?
Hot.
Exactly, Dutch. You don't know. You're just beating up on women for no goddamn reason.
I'm beating
That's
off
not what
the
it
lesbian.
Is. It's just when you go out of your way and be this snarky in something, not only just not inviting them, like Roy was saying earlier, but going out of your way and saying fuck you, like in this like condescending type of way, it sounds like an entitled bitch thing.
And then
to
you
do.
Go and post
That's
it on
Reddit. That's why I assume, because dudes would never do this.
So you're not, then you, but here's the thing, you're not even doing it for your personal enjoyment, then you post it on Reddit to make sure everyone else sees what a fucking cunty thing you did.
It sounds like somebody who was quote wronged.
I'm not excited. Listen, it's hard because we don't know what happened, but it's easy to go, wow,
this is my first instinct though.
I know, but you never know. Maybe there she's lying. What if it's the other way around? What if she was crazy? You know, nobody knows. But my point is that I don't see her parents going on Reddit and saying, I'm gonna beat that bitch up. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, there's not a Reddit thread that's like, or somebody that's like, kick your kids, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think.
Well, there will be now.
I think you're having the chat room starting to side with you. It's like, yeah, why would she post that online for other people to be like, yeah, fuck
yeah,
your parents.
Yeah, for you. It's like, it's.
Yeah,
I don't know. I really don't know.
Maul says, yeah, I agree. This chick is spiteful, spoiled bitch. Cousin Joe says, I get what Dutch is saying. It's totally a female passive aggressive move. Yeah.
Because you would never do this if you were actually straight up abused. For people who are actually went through real legitimate abuse, because from what they're saying here, like, you can't just say 16 years of abuse. It's like, okay, like that's so open for interpretation. How about you describe what it was you actually went through before?
And I don't want to hear that. I don't need to share it, because if you're going to start sharing this, if you're going to accuse somebody of something like that, at least go away. This is what they did. Yes, Marie.
Now, on Dutch and Royce last night, we were talking about fake wedding proposals that people don't say yes to, have the general populace go, oh, no, she said no. How do you know this wasn't fake?
General populace
that
is thing, another
never
great
know anymore.
Name.
Everything could be fake. So.
It was on Reddit. Everything on Reddit's fake.
I don't know.
Except for when they discover everything original and new, in which case everything's original and new.
Or until they send, you know, their trolls after us and take up our show for an hour and a half.
Right. So Reddit, is original and new, and then fake and liars, and then trollers. Did I sum up Reddit?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
So do we have another Jägermeister machine on our phone?
What?
Let's not
like
do
someone's
that.
Gonna call and asking for
somebody posting.
Oh, yeah,
a,
I remember that. God, that was bunch a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, it really doesn't derail the show. It's just kind of annoying for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, thanks.
And then remember when I said we had them all on, and then there was like five of them on at the same time. Okay, you talk, and then they would all talk at
the same time. That you know what, dude? I wasn't even on the show at the time. I think I started listening to you guys right when that. I think it was actually the first episode I listened to was when you guys got taken over by 4chan.
Fucking assholes.
That was great.
Oh, that was in Marie's second apartment that you visited. Remember that one?
The
Dutch?
One he flooded. The one he flooded. Remember
when I flooded? Yeah. Wasn't it that one? I thought it was one before that.
No,
it was in that one.
No.
Wait. Get right out of town. You get right out of town, mister.
Cut it out.
Oh, my God.
All right. So votes on if you think she's a cuntbag or this is a lie.
Okay. Let's go around the room. Okay. I think that she's a cuntbag.
Cuntbag.
Lie.
Oh, cuntbag or lie? Is that the same thing?
What about cuntbag lie, or she was legitimately had a reason to put this up?
I say cuntbag.
Lie.
Sean?
Attention-seeking whore.
Ooh, he went with option D. He went option D.
With option D.
Ooh.
That means option dick.
For this dick.
For this dick.
Dick. I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy.
It's not even supposed to be a cock noise, but every time I hear it, I think of a cock.
It's supposed to be the boob noise, I know. But I hit the wrong button.
It can be any type of sexual, thingy.
Dicks!
Oh.
I kind of imagine it's the sound that boobies make once they're released from their bras.
Clunk!
Like,
wouldn't that be boing?
Well, when I describe it, I actually do the gugunk gugunk.
Because
or if you have a girl who has two different sized boobs.
You're so childish.
She has like a cyst in one of them.
Silly joke. Mal says she's a cuntbag, lying whore. Oh. I think the general consensus is she's just some kind of a entitled cunt. Because this isn't, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't do this if it is legit, which Marie, you think it's fake, but if it is legit, you wouldn't do this.
Western Echo
said, legitimately abused. There was some kind of a fight that happened, and you and your mom constantly get into it, and they're just like, you know what? Fuck them.
So. Western Echo says abuse victims generally don't brag about it as an ever. Well, he's.
You're right. Yeah, they don't.
None of us are psychiatrists here, but this is
Sean's
really,
close.
Yeah. I got a doctorate in nothing.
Yeah, so he just has that. Do you have a doctorate in nothing?
I have an online doctorate degree. I technically am Dr. Joel Van Wingenen.
Trap making, but that's not a real profession.
But we have
I think it's expired now, but I got it years ago.
But we have America's Sean Waters here, and that's really what matters.
No, you can't call me that. Don't.
America's Sean Waters.
Well, you're not Britain's Sean Waters.
I don't belong to America.
You were from America. You're America's Sean Waters.
I mean, I was technically born here.
Fine. Sir America's Sean Waters.
I try not to tell people that, though.
Fine. Mexico's Sean
Waters.
That's better.
I think people are going to figure it out.
No, I play soccer.
The tallest Mexican ever? No, thank you.
D's X?
No, spank you, Spanky Helper.
Jose!
That's my favorite one.
We have so much to cover in the next break. In the next hour.
Yeah, we have a lot of things.
It's like 76 things.
Get reduction surgery.
It's much. It's like too much that I don't want to do it, and so we should just end.
No.
Should we do like a rapid fire thing? We haven't done lightning round in a while.
Well, we'll do that a second. I mean, let everyone go to break. Let everyone go pee. Smoke their meth.
We stopped doing lightning rounds because it was
not even once.
It was incredibly dangerous.
Once. Not even twice.
Yeah. So. You know,
that's why Nathan died.
Rounds don't strike twice.
All right, maybe two or three times.
Remember when Nathan was on the show and then we had that lightning round and he got struck?
Died? I thought just John beat him to death.
That was John punched him in his face. Yeah.
Through your old closet.
And then we had another lightning round thinking that lightning wouldn't strike twice, and then Ryan died. And, you know, so we just stopped doing lightning rounds. What? By the way, fun fact, Ryan's questioning why Royce is kissing dudes all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never questioned that before.
That is a fun fact.
Wait. Ryan speaks finally. He doesn't say anything
to
me.
He was talking to my sister, and he goes, "So I saw Royce is kissing dudes on Facebook now. Like, what's that about?"
And there's nothing to it.
Let's be honest. That's a legitimate thing for a brother to ask.
It's not really. No.
You know what else? I'm not getting into it. I've tapped out. I'm not going to make fun of Ryan.
Have you not kissed a man?
No.
Did you like it? Oh, I said either. You like it already because I immediately thought he was going to say yes.
I would say yes. No.
I didn't even think no was an answer.
I have not done that yet.
All right. Why?
When Dutch gets here, I'll make out with Dutch.
Dutch, you were going to get
Dutch
kissed.
Has like five guys to kiss when he gets down.
Dutch, you were going to kiss so many guys.
I'll kiss my friend's forehead in a wedding photo.
Dutch.
What's different?
I'm kissing you on the lips when I see you, so it's happening.
No.
Me
Dutch
too.
Dutch is going to get raped later.
Oh, he is.
I don't want to get raped. No, I do not want to get raped.
Watch your drink, buddy.
He's going to have some
as an Italian custom,
butt.
Whenever I greet and whenever I say goodbye to my dad, I kiss him.
On the dick. On the, I know. It's
mouth.
Weird.
Exactly.
And you make me feel awkward every time. I'm like, why do you always kiss him on the penis?
You're not supposed to use tongue, though.
And he's like, old family secret.
No, I don't
secret.
Use tongue.
Yeah, you... No, yeah, you fuck... All of a sudden, John doesn't use tongue. Get out of here.
Get
you
know, out of here.
John the Tongue.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they call him John the Tongue, the Laser Sanzari. America's John the Tongue, the Laser Santeri.
John has too many nicknames.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have enough.
He has too many.
He needs more. Second hour, we're going to add more nicknames to John's.
John, the man of a thousand nicknames.
What about John
nicknames?
The Fox Sanzari? Remember
I like
that?
It.
Oh, yeah, John the Fox Sanzari.
Oh, yeah, when people were questioning what the fox said.
Mm-hmm.
That for that 1 month.
What?
No,
that
was my no. That was my nickname for baseball.
I hate it.
Remember Chicken? What the fuck say? Remember Chicken Papa John?
I try not to.
I never forget.
Chicken Papa John.
Wait, that was one you didn't like, right, John?
I didn't like it in high school, and I didn't like it now.
What's wrong with Chicken Papa John?
Have you not heard it?
Because Papa John's doesn't have like chicken parmesan sandwiches.
But chicken parmesan. Hey,
I like it.
Chicken parmesan's here. Hey,
Yeah, but every time I would say chicken Papa John, I would either get hit with a paintball, tased, whipped,
right,
punched.
I do not remember one time that I ever tased you. I don't remember.
Oh God!
Ever. What are we gonna do for the next one?
I don't know. Probably just taste his butthole.
John, do you want to do a stand up something at the live event 3?
Stand up butthole tasing.
If my kitty cat didn't knock over my internets earlier today, I would have asked you before we went on the show. Hey, how about I do another stand up?
But we have to figure out what. Oh, you know
we'll
what?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
We're gonna figure it out.
Some kind of abuse. Because we're gonna have a whole lot of the.
Stand up pie down where you guys just throw pies at
me. Because we're gonna go from fucking electrocuting
so
to
cum pies.
What?
Cum pies.
Yes, cream pies.
Cream pies.
Stand up, cum down.
Oh, everybody comes to John's butt. Everybody comes to John's butt. No. Come in his butt.
This got so
come
much better.
Come in his butt. Come in his butt.
More radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, DP, cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. DP, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DP Podcast.
DP.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids. Right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer. Where'd you get your date, Elaine?
I received this information from an alien. As I told my husband, it was in the Paramus Holiday Inn. I was having a drink at the bar, alone, and this alien approached me. He started talking to me. He bought me a drink, and then I think he must have used some kind of a ray or a mind control device because he forced me to follow him to his room. And that's where he told me about the end of the world.
So your alien had a room at the Holiday Inn, Paramus.
It might have been a room on the spacecraft made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure about that, Peter.
Of course not. And that is the whole problem with aliens, is you just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, Starman, E.T., but usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard. That's all the time we've got for this week on World of the Psychic. Next week, though, give me Ira. Hairless pets. Weird. Until then, this is Peter Venkman saying... See you then.
Back live on Hippo Juice, second hour, 954-573-2780. Some sick Bobby Brown going on in the background right now.
Hell yeah.
Fucking sick.
Word.
Yeah, word, man. Keeping it real on the streets.
Hey, speaking of Bill Murray, did anybody watch the SNL 40th anniversary thingy?
Yeah, we actually were playing on some of the stuff before the show. It was pretty good. I liked it.
It was just fun seeing all the old folk, you know, coming back together and doing their thing and telling the jokes.
It was pretty much everybody. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're good.
No, well, what I was going to say was, did they have everybody, like, from the older cast members on there? Was anybody that wasn't there?
Robert Downey Jr. wasn't there.
They had a lot of people. They had over 100 guests and musical performers on the show.
Damn.
Is that a lot?
Over 100? Yes. Do you know over 100 celebrities?
It smells like no more or no less than 100 celebrities.
They had like six people on Jeopardy. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
Right. I mean, cool.
George Ferguson.
It's a funny Terry name.
Yeah, it's Terry Ferguson.
No, I mean, I really like seeing, you know, I love Alec Baldwin, so it's always awesome when he comes and... and Tom Hanks.
It was his Tony Bennett.
It was really good.
It was actually very good.
Talking into the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yes.
After watching that, it makes me realize that I don't give a shit about the Sean Connery impression as soon as Norm MacDonald comes up with his Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is the best.
Yeah, it's not my name.
Yeah, Turd Ferguson.
I would like, let it now.
So anyways, if you're living under a bridge, you know, go check out SNL's 40 years.
I mean, if you're living under a bridge, you probably want to get a home first and maybe some food. But yeah, then eventually you want to check out the SNL
thing. No, you might be a troll, in which case you're fine on Reddit.
Yeah. Ives Balchik says teen strip search allowed in high school.
Hot.
Teenage girl says she refused permission to call her mother before the strip search. Now, this is in Quebec. Do we have a Quebec
Canada?
Song? Do we have a Quebec song? Yes, Canada.
I don't know.
Quebec Education Minister Yves Baltic says high school staff are permitted to strip search students as long as it's done in a respectful fashion.
You can't put your finger in their butthole.
And there's tasteful lighting. Baltic's comments Tuesday follow a report in the Journal de Montreal, that's my favorite newspaper, saying that...
It's not a newspaper, it's actually a journal.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. The Journal de Montreal saying that a 15-year-old female student at Neufchâtel High School...
Neufchâtel.
I said it right.
Yeah, the Fighting Mooses.
In Quebec City, was strip-searched last week after school
officials... Quebec City?
was strip searched last week after school officials suspected she was selling drugs.
Well, I mean, then yeah, you're going to get strip searched if you're selling drugs at school.
Yeah, she was trying to sell the Americanized cigarettes, yeah?
Now,
she said no.
Sean, you used to sell drugs in school. Were you ever strip searched?
No.
Because you were good at it.
Exactly.
The girl.
Well, she was probably being super polite about it. Like, excuse me, sir, would you like to buy some illegal drugs?
The girl told the newspaper that female school principal and a female staff member took her to a room in school and asked her to remove her, all her clothing, including her underwear, while playing Nelly's Hot in Her.
Please remove your undergarments if you don't mind.
It's getting hot in here.
The female staff member held a blanket in front of the student while the principal searched her clothes.
Sexy.
In a news release, the De La Capital school board did not dispute the version of the events. The board said school officials have a responsibility to ensure the safe and healthy environment.
And that fun is being had.
Signing a 2010 government.
Do you think it would be irresponsible if they played this as a strip search chart?
Nope. Irresponsible? Do you mean hot?
Hold on, ma'am. We have to strip search you, and I have to put on this cassette tape.
They only have cassette tapes.
Yeah, it's Canada.
Canada.
I thought the only
tapes.
Rap music is JT Snow.
Everyone knows it's too cold to place compact discs in Canada. They'll freeze.
They don't react well in the cold.
Can you use 8-tracks?
Informer. They don't say, but they're told me how to play. Yeah, we got a licky boom boom down. Eh?
what
in fact,
happened?
We don't have tracks. We have real to real, eh?
Real to real, eh? I like John's Canadian. Citing a 2010 government policy, the board said...
It's getting hot in here. She is getting too hot. I want to take her clothes off.
If they have reason to believe a school rule has been broken, evidence could be located in a student's locker or the student's person.
Or in Nelly's lyrics.
Or in my butt crack.
The board goes on to cite guidelines that must be followed in such searches. A.
Let me see that thong, thong, thong.
I don't think that's it.
That's A. That's A. That's the first one.
All right. What's B then?
B is for butthole.
Okay, well, that's C.
Maybe we're overtime today.
Somebody's got to do it.
I just imagine this poor 15-year-old girl having to get strip searched by a bunch of overly polite Canadians while this is playing.
I really don't appreciate your tomfoolery, so if you would just cooperate with the constables, we would like to have the Baroness take on your strip search.
Constables! the board goes on to cite guidelines that must be followed in each search. A screen or cover is used to protect the students if they're asked to remove their clothes. Only clothes are searched and not the student's body.
Well, what's the point then?
It looks like this is all in order. Bra, panties, yeah, it all matches. Yeah, good color coordination there, I'd say.
Two people must be present during the search.
That's not why you can strip search them, John. You can't just be to check and see if they're all color coordinated with their undergarments.
If I might
Whoa,
add,
there's African
two people,
American
one,
coordinated.
One is a pitcher, the other one's a catcher.
I used the U, so it's okay.
Oh, right, because they're French Canada.
Right.
Yeah, the U, that animal over there.
It's all about the U.
The people must
That's
be
racist. John.
Two people must be present during the search, preferably both staff members of the same gender. Preferably, but they don't have to be. There must be no direct contact with the student unless they're really hot. Boltz was asked about the story Tuesday.
Like a 16-year-old, and take it.
How old is 15 really?
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Usually 15 years old.
Okay.
So how old 15-year-olds are?
Well, in Canada, 15 means they're 12 years old American.
No, it's the same years.
It's like shoe sizes. Exchange rate with the age.
It's not like money. No, it's the same. Identical.
Don't you read? You got to read a pamphlet every once in a while, there, Dutch.
Pamphlet. You guys still have pamphlets? You guys still have pamphlets?
Sorry.
You guys still have cassettes and pamphlets?
They have cassettes and pamphlets.
Yeah, I mean, some of the rich folk up there in Moose Lake, they happen to have, the compact disc, but not on my celery. No.
You sure it's Moose Lake and it's not
Moosin'
Lake?
Doesn't he get like pennies a day? What's going on up there in Canada?
Baldick was asked about the story Tuesday.
Who was asked?
Baldick.
Baldick.
He refused to comment on the specific case, but the practice of strip searching students is within the rules. There are reasons why staff might have to search students.
One is, I want to sex you up.
I want to sex you up.
I love that song.
What's important is that they respect the law and framework, that it's done in a respectable fashion.
Right. Like, they can't be sitting
there. Yeah,
the framework,
you got to make sure they're up to code, eh?
Can't be laying on their back with their legs cocked up in the air.
Then what's the point?
I don't know.
There's... I want to touch your butt. The school board said that this was an exceptional case, but the staff followed proper procedures. Despite that, the board said it would still review the incident to see if it can improve procedures. You have an idea? You don't search kids? I mean, I don't know.
Well, what was the reasoning that they had to drugs. Do it in the first place?
They said she was selling drugs. Now, what they don't answer in the story was, did they ever
did
find
she
drugs?
Have drugs?
They don't answer.
Did she have them?
They don't answer.
Because if she had pot, I want some.
They don't answer.
I mean, the girl she shouldn't have that.
But they 15. Did answer the question of how bombastic she is.
How bombastic. She wasn't that fantastic, but yeah, she was about above average.
You guys are killing me today.
I fucking love Canadian John. It's my new favorite.
What do you say after this, when the bell rings, we go to the, we go to that pub over there and have some Labatt Blue, eh? My treat.
How about some Molson?
No, not on my salary.
Okay, again with the not my salary. There's only three jokes in Canada.
Well, no, he's just really poor.
Okay. The girl told the journal that she'd asked to phone her mother before the search, but was told it was not permitted. The girl's mother told the newspaper the search was excessive and that she's considering legal action.
What's excessive about it?
The fisting, I guess. Mike Cohen, a spokesman for the English Montreal Bagel School Board, said that he's never heard of such a case. There's something that's something that's certainly never been done at our board. If we have such suspicions about drugs, we would call the police. Why?
Because kids can't be doing drugs, bro.
Yeah, I laced this drug with,
more
maple,
drugs?
Maple syrup. Pure leaf maple syrup.
All the comments are the same thing we said is, but did they find drugs? They never answered that.
No, right. We don't say anything about
the
drugs.
Answer is no diggity.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Are you doing this to me right now?
No doubt. No diggity, no doubt. Yo, Dutch, drop the verse. It's going down, please. Come on. There it is. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch. All right, that's all I wanted. Stop. That's all that work for
show's
that.
Over.
All that work for
that's
that.
That's it.
That's all I wanted, Dutch.
We're done.
Bitch, what you got next?
Shut it down.
Shutting it down,
good lord. Baby got
dude,
open all
Pitch Perfect 2 is coming out. I'm excited. You excited?
I still
I'm
haven't
ready to party.
Seen Pitch Perfect 1.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You guys gotta watch it. How many so more good. Times have do Mitch and I have to tell you guys to fucking watch
you
it?
You guys are so gay. What? Where?
You got it. I don't know why you hit that button.
Where and why?
Marie?
Let's see here. Do you want...
Shut up, Marie.
I got one if you want one.
Oh, yeah. Sean, go ahead.
I don't want what Sean's given.
No, neither do I.
Oh, yes, you do. Mm-mm. You guys want this.
Mm-mm. No, I don't want it.
That roofie will make you want it.
I don't want it.
Roofie, yo.
I put roofie in everybody's coffee.
That's by the way, that's how Rufio became the king after Peter Pan left, because he was just roofing the other kids.
I'll proxy that guy's vote. It's okay.
That's how he got his nickname. Go ahead.
Sean.
Krispy Kreme runs KKK Wednesday. So
yes.
The media gaffe aligns donut peddler with white supremacists.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
KKK Wednesdays. What's wrong with that?
What is that?
Krispy Kreme clubs, but with a K. KKK
or
Wednesdays.
And you get crawler.
That's
yes.
The greatest thing ever.
What the Rufio?
She okay?
KKK Wednesdays.
Okay.
The three K's. The ad wizards that came up with that one.
The three K's were supposed to stand for Krispy Kreme Club.
Krispy Kreme was a ticking time bomb for this.
Guys.
They knew that this was inevitably bound to happen.
Come on down.
The KKK's already.
They already had the two K's.
Come on down to Krispy Kreme. Come on down for KKK Wednesdays and No Nigger Tuesdays. That's right. Krispy Kreme. Donuts the way Watts used to make them.
So do you think do you think Steven in marketing got docked pay for this, or he actually just got like a pink slip?
Well, it's way better than the Whites Only Thursdays that they were promoted last year.
Whites Only Thursdays, we put white frosting on the donuts. What's wrong with it? I don't understand what's wrong with my marketing ideas. I think they're fantastic.
What about Dunkin' Donuts with the mall posted the charcoal donut?
Jesus, whoa! African American donut.
I said charcoal.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's in India, so it doesn't really matter.
Whoa, that's blackface.
No, African-American face.
Sorry. No, it's not blackface because she's wearing green eyeshadow, so it's fine.
Oh, sorry, pink, Sean, pink can lips. You please keep reading? I apologize.
Krispy Kreme created KKK Wednesday as
part of... Are they just using K alliteration now? Through the whole article?
As part of a calendar of activities in the hall.
What was Krispy Kreme? Mortal Kombat?
No, this is in England.
Oh.
It's okay. It's in England. They're different. They're...
Oh, like when they say couleur and they have like extra U's and O's?
As Marie calls it, the Applebee's of Europe. Go ahead.
See, look, for those Brits who may not be familiar, the KKK was a society of American Southern white male members of the Democratic
I'll
Party.
I'll show you my Southern white male member
Who were wont to dress up like ghosts and dance around a burning cross before fanning out with torches.
I thought they just liked their mint juleps.
To commit unspeakable crimes. Hate crimes.
Well, you could speak about them. We're doing it right now.
Hate crimes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I speak about them all the time.
Hey, Billy Bob, let's go to KKK and get us some apple fritters.
All material has been withdrawn and an internal investigation is currently underway. So apparently...
What are they investigating? Yup, it said 3Ks.
Somebody in...
Time, well, solve every murder in New York City.
New York City?
New York City? Like, what are they investigating? Was the KKK behind this dumbass marketing scheme?
Whoa.
Maybe they were.
Do they have to investigate how many people may or may not have been burned at the cross?
Slow down, Krispy Kreme police.
I must investigate these donuts.
We have a couple questions.
Let me handle this, Geary.
Ma'am, we have a couple questions for you.
Are you saying this is an inside job where the police just jumped on the opportunity to investigate Krispy Kreme so they could get all the free donuts they want?
No, like Law and Order, they have a donut division.
Special.
She's doing real good. Say hi to yourself, Marie. Say hi to your future self.
I don't want to.
You big dumb idiot.
I don't want it.
So they had February 16th, Unit Hard Coffee Morning. Holy Christ.
Whoa. Sorry, man. Law and Order Krispy Kreme's here. You have to take care of it.
They had Fun Day
man,
Monday.
We have a warrant for the rest of your half dozen over there.
Wait, what about Coloring
Tuesday? I got the papers
Tuesday.
For this.
You're going off the books, rookie.
That's not Bavarian cream.
Yo, I used to be iced tea, and now I'm a detective for donuts.
Excuse me, bartender? Do you recognize this donut?
Why, yes, I recognize everything immediately.
We took a forensic analyst of that jelly filling, and it wasn't raspberry.
As you can see, the streaks of frosting were going to the left, which indicates that
there was a struggle from the right.
Yo, my head's in a ponytail, even though I'm an adult black man.
That's a really good iced tea impression, by the way. Really fucking good, man.
Remember when I used to talk shit on the police, and now I'm on SVU? Fuck.
Aren't you a cop?
Looks like it ain't time for you to make the donuts.
Oh, shit. I would say that there's a hole in this case.
Oh no, it's the Munchkin gang. I know their MO.
You guys thought you were a bunch of delicious donuts, but you turned out to be a bunch of pancakes.
That sounds fantastic.
We have to make a trip down to Louisiana. We got a hot tip on some beignets.
I don't like those inner city cronuts.
Sakura Boo, the jig is up.
I think NBC's calling us right now for the rights to this.
Looks like this franchise's been fried.
I like how it says that the KKK was part of the Democratic Party. What's that about?
Nah, man, where you going? You ain't getting sprinkles. That's for closes.
It appears the attacker was using a bear claw.
Oh, wait. Democrats were Republicans back then.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
From these dip marks, he was submerged in over 200 degree Fahrenheit coffee.
I never did trust those Danish.
No, man, that ain't a donut. Ain't got no hole. It has to be Danish.
Maul says this bit is delightful.
No. Oh, man, I think it's the Mexican cartel that looks like a churro.
God, churros are good. Sorry. I was just thinking about churros.
Oh, man, I hate it when the Italians are around. Zeppelis are all over the place.
Oh, no. I am a cannoli. I'm not roped into the donuts. I had nothing to do. I'm a cannoli.
Are you gonna be okay?
Are we out of spinoffs of donuts?
Everyone just stop, okay? Let's get back.
There's a crepe joke in there somewhere, and I can't think of it.
Such a crepe.
It was a crepe aside.
There it is.
It's just a bunch of ruined crepes because they're so hard to fucking make.
Quick, get a powdered sugar chalk line of all that.
A powdered sugar chalk line.
I guess now I'm gonna be a 45-year-old black man with a leather jacket.
Oh man, there's no way that those are day old. It's still fresh.
I guess this criminal got his fill of sweet tooth.
I don't get why the female cop.
Wrong show, but it works.
I don't get why the female cop has a jawline like Kanye West. Is he attractive or a man? It's really confusing to me because I used to be
I don't watch enough Law and Order, but I know you're talking about.
Oh my God, her jelly squirted all over the floor.
That's gross.
Okay, no.
Are we done with this?
Yeah, we're done.
Probably I ran out of donuts, man.
I made the donuts.
Oh, fuck.
You know what the brilliance of that is? We were able to keep it with bakery goods and Law and Order.
That's all. Listen, you know what? Because we're professional, okay?
Law and Order, YUM.
I guess what we're saying is Krispy Kreme nailed it.
There it is.
Krispy
Kreme. What was the story about again? I completely
nailed it. KKK Wednesdays. KKK Wednesdays.
They nailed it to a cross with a K.
Yeah, it's lower. They're burning lowercase t's for time to make the donuts.
That's not how this works.
The sign says hot and ready out front.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shit.
What? It's the sign they have.
I wonder what Martin Luther Grilling would have to say about this.
Well played. Well played, Marie. Oh, very well played.
I won't focus. Come on.
You're right. There was a man that's been listening to Nickelback for 168 hours for charity.
Why?
For Pete's sake.
That's focus.
Look at this photograph. Every time it makes me laugh.
What the fuck is on Jimmy's head?
They threw a rock at my head on stage and I walked away.
Aren't they Canadian?
When's the next date of my tour?
Look at this photograph.
Oh, I hate it.
What's the charity for? Deaf people?
I know
people?
You hate it. Everybody hates it.
If you'll let me read the story. John's not doing okay right now.
Oh, it's more Canada news.
In Canada.
What the fuck is on Jimmy's head? I'm sure is not the right lyric, by the way.
What the fuck is on Jimmy's head?
Look at this photograph.
Oh, I
hate it. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Our eyes get so red. And what the fuck is on Jimmy's head?
That's what it was.
All right. Sorry. An American podcaster is listening to Nickelback for 7 straight days in order to raise. Let me see if I can read that again without Sean freaking out. An American podcaster is listening to Nickelback for 7 straight days.
Why? No, it didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
It didn't work. He's still angry.
Oh, it's in order to raise money for charity.
Why?
Jesse Carey.
What charity?
Of the. Yeah. Jesse Carey of the Relevant Podcast.
Am I yelling a
Is
lot?
That a good name or a bad irrelevant. Name?
It's a little irrelevant.
The Relevant Podcast. It's a better name than Hippo Juice, I'll tell you that much.
Fuck yourself.
First of all, Hippo Juice is the fucking standard of broadcasting.
Why don't you go produce?
We are a standard. We are probably one of the first ones to be out there. But my point being,
we're the Eastern Standard Hippo Juice.
Yeah. What was the city we were talking about earlier?
North Carolina, some.
Yeah, Rockwell.
Rockwell.
Gastonia. We are Rockwell, North Carolina podcast.
Ask Clown.
We're America's podcast, Hippo Juice.
America's Hippo Juice.
Yes.
Yeah, we're America's Hippo Juice.
We should put that in the title just so we get more hits on our SEOs.
America's Hippo Juice.
America's Hippo Juice.
That makes sense. Okay.
You're still playing the song, aren't you?
Jesse.
God damn it.
Jesse Carey of the Relevant Podcast began listening to Nickelback's entire catalog with a U on repeat yesterday, and he will continue until February 22nd for a total of 168 total hours.
So why wouldn't you put a U in catalog?
Why wouldn't you put a bullet in your head after doing that?
What
168 hours? Like, of Nickelback.
Here's the thing.
Why?
Name on the side of a bullet.
Here's the thing. I understand doing it for charity, but like, how is he raising money by doing this?
Well,
by
let
torturing
me,
himself.
Let me explain.
If you play, okay, if you play you. A Nickelback song backwards, you'll hear a message from the devil. Even worse, if you play it forward, you hear Nickelback.
Yeah, the message from the devil is stop playing the song. Yeah. I hate it.
It's awful. God, I snorted.
For really his bad. Efforts, Carey has raised more than $1,500 for charity.
Oh, I like money.
That's a lot of money.
His charity is water.
He's not going to keep it.
His charity.
He has to pay Nickelback.
There's a lot of royalty rights that were involved in it.
The charity's going to end up owing Nickelback $10,000.
Oh, God damn it.
Look at this guy's charity angle. He owes me way more money than he actually made.
I'm going to sue a man in court.
And what the hell is on Joey's head?
The fuck you don't.
Joey's head.
What the fuck is that?
The evidence is inadmissible in court.
I don't want Law & Order Nickelback. It's not happening.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
Do you
song
think
cast to look at this photograph?
Because you always want to turn the dial the second
it
comes on.
I hate it.
Everybody hates it.
Do you think if Nickelback were on trial, they would answer all their questions in song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
She was getting raped on the bed.
Whoa. Sir, this is not a studio recording. I know there's a microphone in front of you, but just speak. Just speak normally.
This is me speaking normally. This is the only way I can talk. I have a disease.
Why are we doing this?
Oh, God, I am
every memory of the song.
Every song you've ever heard.
Can we do karaoke at the live event?
Sure, why not?
We did the last one.
Yeah. All right.
Go, oh, my God.
Anyways, his charity was Water to Help Dig Wells in Developing Areas, which is a terrible name for a charity.
So, shovels?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
I thought the movie was called Holes with Shia LaBeouf.
Shovels.org. Way to go, normal.
So he's
normal
selling,
podcast
he's
again?
Selling shovels?
The Relevant Podcast.
Way to go, Relevant Podcast. We should probably get them on our station.
Yeah. Probably. On the
because Spade.net was taken by David
Whoa.
Spade.
African American.
No, he said David Spade. You took the racist angle.
Whoa,
you
did. David African American.
Don't you know how this works by now?
You two should be killed immediately.
I've been
that
saying
was so
that for years.
Burn it with fire.
I want to punch both of you in the face for that one.
It's really getting out of hand. It can't
it
be stopped. It's self-sustaining.
Taking over the show at this point.
You can't say anything anymore without being politically corrected.
That's what it's called. It's called being politically
or
corrected.
Improperly corrected through grammar or the amount of bits and running jokes we have in this stupid show have gotten out of hand. Can we all agree at this point?
I don't think so.
Does that change?
Oh my God. I just looked at the chat and Maul has a picture of Nickelback holding the picture. And when people come to my house, they say, look at this photograph every time I do. It makes me laugh.
I want that in my life.
Will you do that?
Want that in my life immediately.
I need that picture.
Marie, empty out and get our wedding picture. Take it off the wall.
Throw it away.
And throw it away. Shred it.
Put it in the garbage.
Shred it. I never want to remember it. I want that picture instead.
No, no. Let's go to canvasondemand.com and order it as a painting.
Yes.
That is one of the funniest things. Maul, you're a genius. That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. A photograph of Nickelback holding a photograph for the song Photograph.
Oh, no.
Greatest thing I've ever seen.
I would invite people to my house just to do that joke.
Hey, look at this photograph. Every time.
And eventually, we'd all want to be there every time you invited someone new to the house.
I know.
There's so 38 people in the house.
Just invite. Why? Why is so many people here?
No. We need to. We need
to
give,
order pizzas constantly.
No. We need to submit this photograph of the photograph to the Louvre so that when people are going and they're looking at fucking Mona Lisa, then Nickelback's photo is right next to it.
How did you find that? Like, Maul is a genius with this kind of stuff. Like, her ability to find these pictures, like, to derail us. I think she does it on purpose, but it's hilarious, man.
I actually really hired her, funny. Like, a couple days ago to find certain pictures from, like, events that I did.
Nice.
Like, you hired her, like, you paid her money? Or did you send pay her in cock pics? Which one?
Pay her in cock pics.
Nice.
Well, that's at least it's something. Oh, all right, can we move on from Nickelback?
Can I just finish the last two sentences? It was the shortest article ever.
Sure,
we could
ahead.
Not get through it.
Yeah.
It says on the fundraising page. Oh, God damn it!
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On the fundraising page, Carrie calls this marathon the ultimate test of human endurance. He also claims to.
Why?
He also claims to have consulted several doctors who advised him that listening to this much Nickelback could cause irreversible damage to his ears, brain, kidney, and soul.
Penis.
Come what, to the back of the boat!
Wouldn't you suffer nickel poisoning?
I get it.
Oh, I like money.
Well, wrong button.
That's
sorry.
Not a thing.
I meant what I meant to do was this.
You talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded.
That's much better.
Yeah. Yes.
That apparently Neil Blomkamp, the guy that was named after the guy that was named after blowjob
Blomkamp,
the guy that was named after blowjob on a toilet, is officially making the new Alien film. The guy who did nice. District 9,
and that movie Chappie that's coming out with Diane Antwoord.
I can't wait until District 10 comes out.
Nah, District 11 is better, I think.
Like, oh. It's gonna skip one.
Ocean's 13.
Are they gonna Microsoft it?
Yeah, Microsoft skipped fucking 9. They're going right to 10.
I see.
They said
because
fuck 9.
8 was so great.
8, you're right. That should have been their campaign. 8 is great.
Seven, eight, no, because 7, 8, 9.
Hey, I just hate that joke.
Oh, D, I'm sorry if I talked over you.
That's why 6 was afraid of 7.
We used to play with a band called 6 Afraid of 7, and they were great. One of the greatest bands. You know what? Hold on.
Cool story, Hansel.
Are you guys all right?
Cool story, Hansel.
You guys gonna be able to get through the rest of this? One more time and then you both die.
What? We had our paper anniversary, so we listened to Paper Planes a lot.
It was our paper anniversary.
Is that when you eat out of paper plates?
It was our 1 year anniversary, so I got a piece of printer paper and wrote happy paper anniversary, and I put it in the freezer so she would see it in the morning.
Because that was where my frozen English
nailed
muffins
it.
Were.
Gay.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
You know what else is pretty good? Speaking
this
of dick. Good things.
This dick.
Yeah.
Your hard drives were riddled with NSA spyware for years.
What?
I knew it.
More like MS Gay.
Are you playing Paper Planes or Puppy Planes?
Both.
Paper Planes.
Okay, Laura, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
The U.S. National Security Agency infected...
That's my favorite agency.
Infected hard disk firmware with spyware in a campaign valued as highly as Stuxnet that dates back at least 14 years.
What?
And possibly up to 2 decades.
Are you saying that my AOL account had NSA software on it?
Yes.
How?
They've been bugging...
No. That was my impression of an Indian.
They've been bugging everybody.
You keep reading.
All right.
I knew you were going that way the second you said the word how. That's weird. Like,
it's not weird. We've been doing radio a long time together.
We've been friends for way too long.
We are Hippo Juice. We are Borg. Go ahead.
It's been a long time since I met you. Without a dope beat. The step two. Step two. Step two. Step two.
You guys are awful.
Wiki wiki.
Go ahead.
What were you saying, Sean?
The campaign infected possibly tens of thousands of Windows computers
with
and telecommunications.
And teenage girls.
Providers, governments, militaries, utilities, and mass media organizations, among others, in more than 30 countries.
Whoa.
The agency is said to have compromised hard drive firmware for more than a dozen top brands, including Seagate, Western Digital, IBM, Toshiba, Samsung, and Maxtor.
What's Maxtor?
I don't know. What's Maxtor with you?
Apparently.
That's not how the joke goes.
Are you sure? All right, set me up again.
On Monday,
what's Maxtor?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Ask your mom.
Yeah, better go catch it.
Still terrible. You get one more try. What's Maxtor?
Better let him out.
What's a Maxtor with you?
There you go.
See, when Dean says it, it's funny.
I hate you guys.
Where's the beef?
I hate you guys so much.
Because 7 8 9.
God damn it!
Wait for me to play this.
Now we got it.
Figure we're all on the map at this point.
Dust yourself off and try it again, Royce. Try it again.
Okay, that's
right. Whatever happened to Timberland? He was great.
He outsourced his boots to a sweatshop.
No. He made lugs.
Didn't he just make music with Justin Timberlake now?
Yeah.
What about Most Magoo? Remember there was Timberland and Magoo?
Yeah, he was that blind rapper, right?
No. You're thinking about
music with Aaliyah was hot.
America's Mr. Magoo.
Aaliyah was 14, Dutch, stop it.
Nah, dude, she was
hot. 14.
She wasn't 14 when this song came out, no way.
She was when R. Kelly was tapping it.
True.
Mm. Okay, well, that's a different story. I'm talking about this
the
music
only
video
African
here.
American that I would have ever plowed.
What?
She was hot.
That's probably the least racist thing John's ever said on this show.
Because I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
Bottom Jeez, of your heart. Oh.
Yeah, the one thing we don't accuse you of, John, is not being sincere.
Oh.
We know you are sincere, sir.
Sincerezy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we call you, John. Sincerezy. We call you John Sincerezy.
There we go. So years. 32 years and someone finally found a way to make my last name a joke.
John Sanzierzies.
Because he's all ears.
Yep. You're welcome.
No, he's without ears.
Sean, the NSA.
One with someone, say, yeah, Jay Sands, he has no hands.
Sean, so the NSA infected our hard-ons?
Hard drives.
Hard-ons.
Firmware.
That's what I call my penis. Yeah.
Firmware?
Yeah, my penis.
Yep.
And my firewall is down.
been drinking that pink wine again?
It makes me slutty.
I'm hard as fuck.
Oh,
Jesus, Marie!
What? It makes you all trill, Marie.
What is trill? I don't.
Go on, John.
Trill.
Explain to us.
I don't know what trill
is. The opposite of ratchet.
Wait, what? Is trill good?
I guess. So.
Yeah, because ratchet's bad.
Ratchet is bad. So trill must be good. Bad.
But if you're working on your car, you're going to need a ratchet because they're fantastic.
Not the actual tool.
No. With me, I need a maintenance package with my payments.
Oh, well, yeah.
No ratchets involved.
I was there. Why? You should get all the ratchets.
Whoa.
Urban Dictionary for trill, because now I need to know.
You know,
is it
trill.
A more fancier krill for whales?
No, John!
Trill is an adjective used in hip-hop culture to describe someone who is considered to be well-respected, coming from a combination of the words true and real.
And ill?
Trill?
Oh,
trill
thanks,
ass niggas keep it
You're welcome,
true
Marie.
And real.
I don't know what the big deal is. Wait. I was commenting her.
Was that you using
No, I just didn't know what it was.
Was that using it in a sentence?
Once. Yes.
Say it again?
Trill ass niggas keep it true and real.
Okay, now we know what it means.
Oh, thanks, Deshaun.
Thanks, Deshaun.
For real, yo. So that NSA be tripping all up on us?
Apparently they have been some Reuters
on this
reports.
Dick? Are they tripping on us right now?
Sources formerly working with the NSA confirmed the
Are
agency
honey dicking us?
Had infiltrated drive firmware.
I don't want to get honey dick, bro.
I don't want to get honey dicked.
Nobody wants to get honey dicked.
So are they looking at me right now?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Tell me these motherfuckers in the NSA.
Do you think the NSA is tapping into my webcam?
No, but they're tapping that ass.
They're being all Rockwell and shit.
Yeah, so they're just dropping malware into everybody's hard drives.
And F-bombs.
Well, why would they drop F-bombs?
Because fuck the police.
Whoa.
What did they find out about me, Sean? What do they know?
They're dropping a bunch of Trojans in equation drugs.
They're dropping condoms?
Into me?
Trojan mom.
Trojan
what does University of Southern California have to do with this?
Yeah.
No.
They're all ribbed for your pleasure?
Really?
Reggie Bush.
Go on.
Now I'm going to assume that every NSA agent is ribbed for my pleasure.
They are.
I'm going to make that association. See, everyone always wonders why I have these weird mental associations to, you know, from one...
To boners, I know.
Yes, to boners. And it's because of things like this. And we're like, oh,
I mean, we're not talking vaginas, penises here.
No.
What are those?
Apples and bananas.
Okay.
Mm, close enough. He's not wrong, I guess.
He's not Wong.
Because three Wongs make a white.
Airport set to impose tougher restrictions on alcohol sales in departure lounge after a number of air rage incidents triples in 3 years.
Dutch.
Oh, boy.
Dutch.
That was just me.
What did you do?
Dutch.
What did you do?
Yeah, except for that one time that you got escorted off a plane.
Hey, she was being a cunt. This isn't my fault. Like,
see? You moved the headstones. Why? You didn't move the bodies, but you moved the headstones.
114 cases of disruptive passengers recorded on British planes last year.
113 of them
British,
being Dutch.
Different country.
Really? Any other facts? No?
I'm going to blame Ashley on this one.
Never heard of
it.
That
guy looks like a psychopath, too.
Alcohol cited as a factor in a rise of incidents which have tripled in 3 years. Authorities said airports...
Tripled in 3 years.
Aporties.
That's more than double.
It.
Yes, it is. Thank
authorities
you,
said...
Authoritas.
Authoritas said airports should impose tougher restrictions on alcohol sales. And also alcohol snails, which are snails that sell alcohol very slowly. Airports,
why would they do that?
I don't know. Ask the snails. Airport,
so cute.
I guess they have to escargo somewhere else. Airports have been advised.
I hate them.
Oh.
He's kind of funny.
Airports have been advised to... Oh, I remember that. The Civil Aviation Authority, which is my favorite.
I prefer the uncivil authority.
Good one.
Said that 114 cases of disruptive passengers were reported last year, including bomb threats, assaults on cabin crew, smoking in the boys' room, and trying
smoking in the boys' room,
and trying to gain
smoking in the boys' room, diddly diddly do.
That was fantastic.
And to gain entry into the cockpit, because like boner. The figure for 2014, the African American for 2014, compared with 85 instances of 2013, 47 in 2012, 39 in 2011, for those of you keeping score at home.
Is that my dad?
might be.
There's a picture of a dude with no shirt on just coming out of the bathroom and everyone's looking back
I'm
at
sorry.
Him.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
No,
I'm sorry.
This is Britain.
This is definitely a Randy thing to do.
The thing is, the problem is not alcohol. It's that everyone in the sky is becoming cuntier.
Is that a bride?
That looks like.
I think
like,
so.
Real like housewives.
Hey, look at me, I'm a fucking bride.
I'm sorry. I'm getting married.
It's my wedding. I do the fuck I want.
Woo!
I'm gay, man.
Oh my god, guys! I'm so drunk. Shut your mouth, whore. You're not married. I'm married. No, you're the tit.
What are you, the police of the sky? You can't even reach the sky. That's God's law.
Ma'am, I just asked you if you want a Diet Coke or regular Coke.
Is Pepsi okay? No, I will murder you.
I've never seen anyone cause a fight on a plane.
Well, you've never flown with Dutch.
What is Britain doing? Just causing brawls?
Way more
drunk?
Than I am.
Well, they have soccer fights in the middle of the air. They just fucking start fucking beating each other up.
Speaking there's a bunch of hooligans.
Right.
I guess today, Paris Saint-Germain, a French team, played Chelsea, an English team, in the Champions League. And I guess the Chelsea fans were threw a guy off the train.
Off the train, yeah, I saw
because
that.
Because he was black.
Uh-huh.
And singing We're Racist in the train.
Yeah, they were singing We're Racist in the train while pushing him out.
Dude, whoa. The fucking hooligans in Europe, like, you gotta respect them for not giving a shit either way. Like, they're like, yeah, this is what we are. Like, it's such a completely different climate than what we have over here as far as, you know, racism or any kind of violence goes. They're just like, yeah, no, you're black, fuck you. We're gonna throw you off a fucking train.
Racism's been over since Obama got elected.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the opposite end of that spectrum.
Or like Philomena Kunk, the person we were trying the other day. You could be anything in America if you're black, as long as you want to be president or shot.
The fans on the train are then heard chanting a song that appears to be celebrating what just happened, includes the lines, we're racist, and that's the way we like it.
That's the way.
That doesn't even rhyme. That's not good.
That's a song.
That's
bro.
Not a good chant. It's only one line. A better racist chant would be no blacks, no queers, only British white guys here. No blacks. Like, there you go. That's a chant.
You don't understand shit. Iambic pentameter, bro. It's Shakespeare.
Yeah, it has
nothing
to do with
rhyming.
Like, I mean, it has everything.
They're British.
I hate it when you wear that t-shirt. You don't understand iambic pentameter, bro.
Did you just rhyme time?
Really obnoxious.
Did you just rhyme with time, Dutch? I heard that.
He did.
Pantera. Isn't that the cover band for Pantera?
What is it?
Yes.
Pentameter.
Yeah, it is.
Iambic pentameter. Yes.
No, it's actually the cover band's called Cemetery Great. They're really good.
Why would there be a great in the cemetery?
No, like they're great.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're fun to hang out in.
What were we talking about?
Racism?
Racist
called soccer trains. And dime bag.
Racist trains.
And drunks? And hooligans? But yeah, on the other end of that spectrum would be ISIS with their
racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
Their morality police.
Oh, God. Another SVU ripoff.
What is police?
It's like the police.
But for professionals.
Yeah, the police.
Okay. Yeah.
No, the ISIS morality police arrest a woman wearing a full burqa and face veil because her eyes were too exposed.
Slut.
Did they kill her? Jesus.
You're right. She is a slut.
Making eyes at everyone.
Time to pay the fiddler, whore!
Oh my God. Her eyes are all that's showing, and she's blamed for making eyes at people.
There's that Saigon whore that bit off my nose.
She is clearly an attemptress.
Oh God.
It's like they can't win. They can't win. Just don't leave your house.
Did you say a tempest?
Like, no,
no, she's a temptress. A tempest is the video game we just got in last week.
That's Tempest.
No, that's the Shakespeare play.
You played it. Oh, you played it.
Hey, Bruce Bay, they play Tempest. Not another player.
I'm really just looking for Super Smash Brothers, sir. Do you have it in this GameStop, or should I just go somewhere else?
I think you should probably go somewhere else. That is, we do not carry that game.
I don't want to go anywhere else.
Bruce Bay, I don't know what to tell her. She's asking for games we don't have yet.
Go to the competition.
I mean, I can just go to Best Buy. Just tell me if you have Smash Brothers. I don't care about this Tempest game you keep telling me about.
Smash Brothers, yes, we do have. Hey, Ruse Bay, get the Smash Brothers. We don't have Smash Brothers. She doesn't know that.
Woman attack.
I can hear you.
Women attack two men arrested in Syria. Al Sharpton reports.
No, Al Merced, NGO.
Al Davis.
I don't know.
Al Jarreau.
We'll just say their local news team said the woman was arrested in, oh, God. Al-Bulhamal in
your guys' Arabic is really bad.
In the east of the country, along with two men who tried to protect her. The charity also claimed women living in Mosul who offended the militant group's strict dress code were being beaten by iron rods.
Jeez.
As is tradition.
While listening to Iron Maiden.
Why the fuck is this religion allowed to be around?
No, it's a religion of peace. Shut up.
Why is any religion allowed to be around?
Women living in ISIS-controlled territory in Syria and Iraq are made to follow strict rules, which they claim are based on Sharia law.
Rule one, don't talk about Sharia law.
This is not Fight Club.
Rule two.
This is not Fight Club.
Don't talk about Sharia law.
You're doing the Fight Club thing again? And it's not this.
Wasn't Sharia law on Murphy's Law?
Rule three.
No.
If this is your first time in Sharia law, you gotta get stoned.
You guys know how I'm like racist towards Asians. I'm really racist towards Muslims. I don't know what that word is. Anti-whatever
Semitic.
It is.
Semitic.
Is it Semitic?
No.
I thought it only applies towards Jews.
Anti-Moses. You're anti-Moses.
I'm anti-Islam.
Anti-sand person.
I really am.
Anti-jihadist?
I have no problem admitting that out loud. It's a piece of shit religion. They're all dumb. This one's worse.
The charity also claimed women living in Mosul. Oh, you already read that.
Aren't they called sand people?
The Guardian reported the group's demands women wear double-layered veils.
Obviously.
Double-layered.
Double vision.
Otherwise, really? You're just
veils.
A whore.
Double-layered.
Don't look into my eyes. Double-layered.
Shield my eyes.
Remember when this bit was going on for a year? Shield my eyes
with those double layers.
Smelling kind of dirty. Those guys are kind of mean.
That was pretty good, Royce. The women are also made to go everywhere with a male guardian.
I don't want my women to be seen.
Wow. This is like made for.
How many times have you heard this song, Royce?
Way too many.
No, yeah, don't click the link.
I just want to say, when this bit was 2 years ago, I've heard it at least 100 times.
Don't click Mitch's link. Don't do it.
This pretty much writes itself.
Don't do it.
Can't look into my eyes.
Feel my eyes with those double layers.
But it's not just women who are made to live with these draconian laws.
What?
Last month, ISIS published, these dragon laws.
Dracula laws?
Where are my dragons?
Drakkar Nahr laws?
Drinkar Narwhals.
Narwhals?
Who's the Khaleesi in this bunch?
Steve.
Oh.
He's a real bitch.
Go ahead. Last month, ISIS published a code of conduct, including which horrific punishment went with each crime.
Do they fax it to people?
No, that's
archaic.
They use snail mail.
Faxing? Who does that?
ISIS?
Oh, I'm getting a busy signal.
I'm out of toner.
They have to use their beepers.
Yeah.
For example,
just a bunch of pound signs.
Ahmed, do you guys even have facsimile machines over there?
Would you like an example of what crime goes with what punishment?
Sure.
Yes.
Those who commit adultery will be stoned to death.
Fair. That's fair. That's a fair judgment.
Question?
Yes.
How do they get that much pot?
No. They throw rocks at them.
That's even worse.
Isn't it? It's terrible.
Those who
Bob Dylan stoned to death.
No.
But he never really recovered. Listen to him talk.
Well, actually, there are more stipulations.
See what I mean? Told you.
There's a few more.
All along the watchtower, I can't throw too far. Rotator cuff injury.
There he is.
Nice.
Bob Dylan.
Good job.
That's Bob Dylan after Tommy John surgery. Thank you.
Holy shit, it's 9:00.
So?
Oh, God. Keep going. Sorry.
Oh, no. We got to get out of here.
That's
the red show's coming on.
That's what you said last night.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah, there's no red
what?
Show.
No, there is. There's on a different station.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, sorry, those who commit adultery will be stoned to death if the adulterer was married and...
Also a rabbit.
Why would she be a rabbit?
Because of the Bugs Bunny law, because sometimes Bugs Bunny would dress up as like other races and people.
I don't know how sex
It's
works.
A Bugs Bunny law. Look it up.
How fucking inappropriate was...
Ain't I a stinker?
And they kill him.
Was Bugs Bunny back, especially in the early days.
Really, really?
Hey, Daffy, did you just adulterate that lady?
I don't think
you know the pretty good Bugs.
That's preposterous. ISIS season. Sri Lanka season.
Anywho. Do you want to wrap up? I could continue with the story, but I'm just going to get more Bugs Bunny jokes somehow.
Yeah, go on there, toots.
Okay, Bugs Bunny's on the show now. It's awesome.
I didn't know John had that one in him.
Phrasing?
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
That's all, folks.
Do we have
brain stew?
Do we have any
Yes, I wanted to read a meme from earlier that Maul posted. If you
what's
play,
a meme?
If, those things that are spelled meme.
If you play a Nickelback song backwards, you'll hear messages from the devil. Even worse, if you play it forwards, you'll hear Nickelback.
I said that on air.
Oh, you did? I wasn't. Where's the beef?
Yeah,
where's the
beef?
It was like a half hour
ago. Where's the beef?
I wasn't listening to you when you said it, but that was awesome. Okay, I guess it wasn't neglected then.
No.
It was
no,
just
it was overused.
Just red hippo text.
Like everything else on this
show. Reread hippo text. Let's reread them again.
Should we retire that bit? Because I feel like we read a lot of the stuff that the listeners do.
I don't know. So. Isn't racism funny?
Should we just quit everything we do?
Yes.
I think we should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
All right, guys.
Solid advice.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow, stay tuned for the Cousin Joe show.
Cousin Joe.
Yeah.
He's America's cousin.
Who's America's cousin
he?
Joe?
Oh. He's a cousin that you never would want to have.
But somehow you
he's
got
a
him.
Real American.
He's a cousin that never molests you, but you're always worried that he might. Just stay tuned.
Fight for your life.
If Joe grows a thin mustache, we are fucked. We're all fucked. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We're out of here. What I'm